Hello there, Gia.
Hi, Keisha. How are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you. And this is going to be our first annual Demmys episode where we're going to discuss the Daytime Emmy nominations. Isn't that
Don't. We
exciting?
didn't. We didn't like vote on this being an annual thing or anything, but
Don't you think it has to be now?
I guess it should. I just feel a
Yeah.
little bit slighted that I wasn't, brought in for this. You sort of acted a little bit, unilaterally there, but
I'm sorry,
it's
Gia.
okay.
If
It's
we
all
could
right,
just, well, you know what I was really hoping is that we could have had like some special music for this special episode. It's just too bad I don't know any musicians.
It
Oh, wait,
is a
I
shame.
do.
It's a shame. It's a crying shame.
Yeah, maybe next
Yeah.
time you could put together something for the world.
Whatever.
Okay.
no,
All right. If this is how it's gonna be, let's
I
get
was,
running.
you know, I was. We've had some pretty lame. We had a fairly lame weekend of playing and feeling quite ignored. And it's like
Oh dear. I'm
I
sorry.
know. It's hard. It's really hard.
Oh, there, Gia.
Okay,
There,
I have
there.
a question. What are these called again? Demis?
I call them the Demmys. It's the Daytime Emmys. So it's
Okay.
really like a D apostrophe Emmys.
Are these televised?
Well, you know, Gia, that's a good question. And I wish I could give you like the facts, really. But all I know is that years ago, they used to be like a big-ish deal, and you'd find them on the network, and it was exciting, not maybe as exciting as the Oscars or the regular Emmys, but it was a big deal, especially for the soap world, I think. And then they
So,
kind of started to like put them online or whatever, or in those little monitors at gas stations. I don't know, but it was much harder
monitors
to
at
find
gas
them.
stations. What?
No, I don't. I'm kidding about that. But
Oh,
it
okay.
seemed like they were off the air for a while. Just, you really had to hunt. They're going to be back on CBS, I think, June, though. That's
Okay.
exciting.
Congratulations on blah 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 and that kind of stuff. And it seemed to me like every single person on the show got an award or something. Like,
Well, do you
do they
want me
hand
to?
out just participation stuff or something?
Not quite, Gia. You'll find out that that is not, in fact, true.
Really?
Should we start? Should I just go category by category and we can discuss who was nominated?
I guess so. What's my role in this? Am I supposed to say, well, he sucks, or like what? Like,
Yeah, pretty much.
so I'm just catching on. God, I'm really dumb. So these are just nominations. This isn't the actual awards. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they haven't held the
Oh.
ceremony yet, so we're
Well, no
just.
wonder I didn't see it on TV because it hasn't happened.
Are you day drinking more and more, Gia?
No, less and less, and I
Huh.
function
Maybe
poorly
that's the glue.
from the lack of alcohol. It's sad. I'm really reining myself in, and I have no joy left in life.
Oh, yeah, well, we're definitely feeling that.
yeah, you're not gonna have any joy either. Okay, so these are just nominations. So when we're discussing it, we're gonna say stuff like, "I want so and
Why don't
so
we
to win."
see what we're gonna say?
Like to be prepared, but okay, I don't understand.
We'll just try one,
Wait,
okay?
I just have one more question.
Yeah.
Are these gonna be actors from other soap operas? Because I'm not gonna know who the hell they are.
I thought we would just talk about the ones from General Hospital, because yeah, I was thinking that since we don't really regularly watch anything else, we're not really qualified to comment
Well, of
on
course,
any.
we're going to say we want the one from General Hospital to win. So,
Oh, gee. I wish we could cut all this, but I don't know how.
okay, go ahead. You can just walk me through it as we go.
I think you'll find it's not as complicated as you're making it. Okay.
That's like true about my whole life, but
okay. Okay. So the first category is outstanding lead actress. Okay.
Okay.
In a soap opera. Okay. So in this category,
that does help. I mean, just
well, I figured, you know, as much information as I can give you.
Yeah, okay. I earned that. I earned that comment. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So we have Cynthia Watros, Nina. Yeah. And Laura Wright, Carly. Those are the two nominees for lead actress. Yeah. From General Hospital. Good choice.
You mean that's it? Out of all the soap operas, they both came from General Hospital?
No. we're just America?
You didn't think this is going to be so hard.
It seems so straightforward. I thought this was going to be like the easiest episode ever.
You're welcome. Okay.
Has somebody abducted Gia? Who are you?
Well, I just don't understand.
Get Rory. Rory.
Oh, he's worse. Okay, keep going. So who else?
Well, no, we're going to just talk about whether or not those are good choices. Like, who do you think, Carly, Nina, anybody else should have been considered for the lead actress category? And they're nominated against a couple other actresses from other soaps. I think the total nominees for each category is maybe 4 or 5. I'm not positive.
Okay. So we're just omitting.
That's pretty good.
We're omitting anybody else.
Yeah.
And this is like nitpicky, but do they have to nominate from every soap, or could there be some soap where they're like,
they don't.
Yeah. Okay. So they could have just passed over General Hospital altogether on that.
That's correct. Okay. That's correct. Yeah. Yes.
So it's impressive then that there are two nominations.
She is. She's back, America. It was touch and go. I thought this might be it. You know, we had a really lovely run. Reaching out to people all over the world. But
all right, whatever.
I thought I would be the first one to fall apart.
You are older. Of those two, who would you say?
Because it's tricky, isn't it? Because is it the character you like, or the acting, or dislike?
Well,
because of course, I dislike Nina, but does that mean she's a really good actress? I don't know.
I mean, I think technically, you would have to say it's the acting.
Yes.
You know.
that's in theory what
that's the essence
on.
Of that. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I might say Nina.
Really?
Huh. You're going to say Carly, huh?
Well, I'm having a very hard time separating my feelings for the character and the, you know,
yeah,
the performance, but, yeah, I think I'm going to pick Carly on this one.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I it could go either way. I see that, but
yeah, they're both really strong. They both really are strong.
Yeah, I think Carly has so many different shades, you know, and expressions and stuff. I feel like she's just so developed and.
Yeah, that's true.
But
I feel like the Nina character, gosh, she was just not afraid to make herself really unlikable.
Yeah.
Not unlikable in the way that we're always saying Michael is unlikable.
Right,
but
right. Yeah.
Like, she knew she'd be a pariah for this.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she just went for it, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She certainly has made an impression.
And the eye twitching.
Yeah.
And that weird dance the other day.
Yeah.
All good stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I wouldn't be unhappy if Carly won it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think they're both really, really good. Yeah.
And we're proud of them for both being nominated. Okay.
And both being so blonde. Yeah.
Blonde, yes. The blondes have it. Okay.
No blondes.
Now, outstanding lead actor in a soap opera.
Okay.
Silence. No nominees from General Hospital. How
are you
fucking
serious?
Outrageous is that? I was livid when I saw that. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe Sunny didn't get nominated.
I'm surprised you didn't take to social media and you know, just start ranting.
Yeah, all right. I know.
Yeah, Sunny for sure.
I know. I think this has been like his maybe one of his best years ever.
Yeah.
Because, and you know, he could have been nominated twice, once for Sonny, once for Mike.
Yeah. That we can include Kevin and Ryan too.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Kevin seems like Kevin hasn't been around much, but he definitely is a guy who.
Franco and Austin.
Yeah. A lot of these guys seem like they're much more supporting roles these
days. I'm shocked at that as well. I would have said Sonny should have definitely been in there. I don't know what's happening on other soaps, but I mean, he for sure,
yeah,
like he brought it. I think
he really did. I mean, he really brought like a whole new dimension, or dimensions plural,
and is continuing to
I mean, he really, like, you can't really imagine Hospital without him, right?
I can't. No, I mean, he was he's pretty pivotal.
Yeah, you could never like swap out another actor for him.
No, let's hope they don't think about doing
that. If they ever did that, I think that there would be some sort of a revolution.
They'll bring Drew in as the next one.
Imagine
Hey, buddy.
Drew.
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
Hey, bro. Yeah.
Let's just dial it back, Selena. Okay. Take your little money tree.
Get a little money tree. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. I'm flabbergasted.
I know. That really was.
I'm flummoxed.
Yeah. And, you know, he did win in 2019 and 2021. But still, you can't go that by that.
And sometimes there's awards that are given to people that are really old just because they know that'll be their last chance.
That's their last chance. But I don't know. That was a blow.
Hey, I got a cat toy. I can do sound effects. Okay. You ready to do your next nomination?
That's what this was missing. Okay. Okay, cue the sound effects.
Can you hear it?
I sure can, Gia. Yes, that's really great. That's great.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
I'm tired.
I'm worried. I'm a little worried about you.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I think this next one will surprise you. And this one also infuriated me in a way. Okay. This is outstanding supporting actor. Okay.
All right.
Jeff Kober. He plays Cyrus.
Cyrus. Okay.
And James Patrick Stewart, who plays Valentine. Now, I think Valentine, Valentine's got a lot of, like, you know, he wears a lot of hats. He's fun.
Yeah.
You know,
I never thought of him as supporting, though. He's not one of the leads.
That's the thing. Yeah, it seems
Is that what gave you the anger?
Well, it was Cyrus. I kind of felt like Cyrus was just like he. I don't know. I never liked him.
You have a little trouble separating though.
I
like,
really do. Yeah.
I liked him.
Delivery. I thought it was kind of weird and still.
Yeah, it was. He was channeling the whole John Malkovich thing.
Malkovich.
I don't know.
I think.
So I can see that, but I'd kind of already forgotten all about him. I feel like
I know.
More.
It feels like it's maybe they make these nominations like
early in the year. Yeah. Like I would have thought he was last year. I can't even remember.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not really angry or anything like you, but
okay.
Yeah.
Well, if one of those guys is winning, I want it to be Valentine and not Cyrus.
Okay. All right.
Okay. That's all I'm going to say about that one. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Now, outstanding supporting actress. In some of these categories, we've done quite well because this one we also have two nominations. Supporting actress. Anybody coming to mind? Have I lost you to the cat toy?
No, that's. I'm trying to do a drum roll. You Nimrod. Did you not get that the first time?
You know what?
I wasn't.
Next year at the second annual Demi Award.
I'm not invited.
One. And two, I think we should be drinking Cosmos. Wouldn't that be fun?
Right. We never did the Cosmos. We
never did because you decided like you were going to sober up all of a sudden.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a noble goal.
Yes.
Okay, I'm supposed to be guessing supporting.
Well,
actors.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
I think I need to know what defines supporting because I'm confused as to why Valentine is supporting. But so, like, is Esme supporting? Is Trina supporting?
Okay, easy, easy, Gia, easy. Stay in your lane.
I'm getting a tone.
Okay, all right. I'm just going to tell you who the nominees are. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Nancy Lee Grahn, Alexis.
Supporting,
and,
okay.
Yep, and Kelly Thibault, Brit. And, you know, I love Brit, so I don't know if she could. Mean, you know, she had some good scenes with Jason and stuff, and with with a lot of people.
I like Brit very much. I like that character, but I like I just feel like Alexis is not supporting in my mind. That she's one of the main.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know. Well, you're raising a good question. Like, is it like airtime, like number of minutes on the screen?
And yeah, we need like a rubric for this.
how many plot lines they are involved in? Because that explains Carly and Nina. Both are, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody kind of touches them at
some
point.
And airtime. They both get a hell of a lot of airtime. Yeah. Okay, well, and I don't know who I'd choose for that. I mean, certainly Alexis had sort of an incredible amount of stuff happen to her this year.
Yeah, sure.
And, I mean, I think Brit is a breath of fresh air, and I'm glad she's not back on the show.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to describe her. She does feel like she brings something like it doesn't feel like it's going to be just sort of standard, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Stop.
So I'd be happy for either one, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to choose.
Okay, so far, you know, except for getting totally skunked in the actor category, we've had multiple nominees for the other ones.
I bet Sonny got his feelings hurt, the actor.
I know. I wonder what those conversations were like, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, next category is guest performance. Okay.
Like, I can't even think of what guest performances we had.
Yeah, this feels like, I don't know how you define this either, but I'll tell you the nominee and it's not going to make you happy.
Uh-oh. Not going to make me happy.
Robert Gossett, a.k.a. Marshall. Mr. Tiny.
Oh, my God.
I know. Like, he gets nominated.
He's universally despised.
And he's just except for Drew, I think he's like, you know.
He hits exactly one note.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's not good for a little tiny clarinet player. Yeah.
No, it's not.
We both went to the clarinet. Really? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm trying to think
of like if there are
Is Stella considered a guest?
Maybe. Yeah, I guess so.
I would have voted for Stella before Marshall.
Yeah,
for sure.
I would have also. I wonder who else you would put in that category because that's another
that
one.
That medium,
so.
The media. I put that
exactly.
medium.
She
put the medium way in front
too.
Of Marshall.
I know she crossed my mind.
Just
too.
The one scene she had the other day was better than anything he's
maybe
done.
Maybe be nominated like the next time around. I think we're talking about like the year 2021.
I see. Okay. You know? All right.
But I don't know how they define that, like how many episodes they're on, because that makes it sound like it would be a limited run, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
maybe that's good news then. Maybe he's
right, but I don't hope maybe TJ won't find him then. TJ will just be
TJ will just be roaming the alleys of New York City.
I'm a doctor. I'm not a detective.
Picking up pieces of cardboard and looking for Gramps? Gramps?
Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now, this last category. This is the last category, Gia, so you can...
Oh, my God. Well, hang on. Go ahead.
I was gonna just be quiet and see what happened. How long he would be willing to take
that thing. Quite a while.
That's what I became afraid of. Okay. Okay, now this sort of calls back a conversation we had about the whole use of the term actor and actress.
I was thinking about that when you started, and I was thinking, like, yeah. Do we have to do it that way?
Right, and the guest performance, you know, they could have had a male guest performer.
Yeah, male performer. Yeah,
but that one's just one. So this time, outstanding younger performer, male or female.
Better be Trina.
Oh yeah, it's Trina. Okay. And there's three hospital actors in this category:
Trina, Spencer, and Cam.
Yes! Woo! You're on fire, Gina.
I'm on
Good
fire,
job.
Baby.
Good job.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's going to be Trina, right? I mean, hands down.
I think so. I think Trina is beloved.
Beloved, and she's just good. I mean, she's
very good. Yeah. And new Trina is holding her own for sure.
She's holding her own. Yep. And staying pretty true to the character, right? In this case.
I think so. Brings a slightly different vibe, but not in this, not in that jarring, you know, like.
Drew.
Poor Drew. I apologize.
Or even, I'm starting to like Nicholas somehow.
Nicholas so much, but I just keep seeing Instagram posts where he and Sunny are like, last one, they were like shopping together at a mall.
That's sweet, isn't it?
It's hysterical. Yeah. Like, they're like
imagine
buds,
if
you
we
know?
Came upon those two at a mall. Man, they would run.
I know. Oh my God, he's really funny. I mean, you know, Sunny's funny, but I mean, they're just so funny together and they're like, I mean, it could all just be for social media, but it looks to me like there's a true friendship there, you know?
Yeah. It seems like that's the case with these soap opera casts, right? Because they spend so much time together.
Well, it's funny when I see them speaking on Sunny's State of Mind. Yep. Some of them do, but then some of them are like, I never see you, and I never, never even had a scene, and you know, like they don't cross paths like you'd think. Mm-hmm. Which is interesting. I feel like they're all hanging out together, but maybe not, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, I like Nicholas more and more. I'm sorry they're making him so stupid just to advance that Esme plot line.
Yeah, maybe we'll be surprised. Maybe he will have something up his sleeve. We don't know. But getting back to the young performer.
Oh, yeah.
Is it better to throw the boys and the girls all together like that?
Oh, that's a good, just because it's youth, like they could have separated into.
Yeah, almost I wonder why. Seems like they're not as important if they're all like thrown together there.
It's, yeah, that know, is a, that is kind of because they could have had two different. Yeah,
yeah,
I don't
half
know.
As many nominations, really.
Yeah, maybe they just got tired and like
maybe
one category is fine.
Right.
But I hope it's Trina. Yeah.
Yeah. I think what got Spencer the nomination was the performance.
The arms.
Arms, yes. Best
the
arms by a young actor. Yeah. They didn't. And, they don't have that category yet, so they had to tuck him into this one.
Well, he's just doing a really good job of being a colossal asshat sometimes.
He sure is, yeah. And we'll have to get.
They should have a category of the colossal asshat, you know.
Mm-hmm. And that could be like a viewer vote in. That would be. Then,
yeah.
You know,
Michael, Spencer,
Marshall.
That'd be hard to pick out of those.
We'd be stuffing the ballot box.
Okay, well, that was fun. So when did you say this was being voted on?
The day after your birthday. I want to say June 24th. I'm not positive.
What a fabulous day.
Check your local listings, America and the world. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, best of luck to all these people. Yeah. All very deserving.
Yeah.
Well, most of them.
right. And we're sorry, Sonny, because you definitely deserve.
I know. I feel like that is, he must have pissed somebody off somewhere or something. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is. It really is. I feel like, you know, he deserves it now more than for was some the other Mike, years, probably. Maybe.
Was the Mike father storyline this past year, or was that the year earlier?
That would have been the year before. So definitely he did some good work there. But this
did he
is
get
like,
nominated for that? Like,
yeah,
is it
yeah,
something
he won,
where...
He won for that year. Yeah.
Oh, he did. Can they not win again? Can they not win 2 years consecutively?
No, they could win again, I think. Yeah, they must be.
Well, because I was just wondering if that was the explanation. Like, there's
limits on. And just that, and I guess, are there no other leading men on Hospital besides Sonny?
Gosh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Did I lose you?
No, you faded a little bit, but you're back. Yeah.
Okay.
I figured you were just playing with some cat toys or.
No, something. I just wandered off to
chasing,
play with
were
the
you
cat
chasing thing. A light? A pen light?
No, there was a phone call and it went away. But actually,
yeah,
you
yeah.
kind of got quiet now too, so I don't know what that means. But.
Huh.
Okay.
So
well,
anyway.
Let's wrap it up then, because yeah. I better see what that phone call is.
Okay, Gia, sure. And we covered our categories, I think.
We covered some good ground. Okay, that was awesome fun. I'm sorry I was so difficult.
That's okay.
Nothing new, I know. But...
Just a little unexpected, that's all.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so, we'll catch up next week, probably.
Okay.
And then hopefully, you know, we'll see. But thanks for hanging in with us, America and the world.
Yes, thank you very much, America. I know that was probably it. This is going to be a tough one to listen to. My apologies. Okay, we'll catch you next time. Have a lovely week.
Yep, you too. Night,
all right,
Gia.
See ya.
Bye.